today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. In this episode, we're going to look at the high status of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima. She is the king, Lady Fatima. How Muslims should be, Lady Fatima.
Today, Monday, 4th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this time, we'll listen to chapter Ahzab, verse 33, and learn more about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa qarna fi buyutikunna wa la tabarrajna tabarrujal jahiliyyatil ula wa aqimna s-salah. وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
According to the view of all scholars of Islam and commentators, the application of them, Ahlul Bayt here refers to the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. And this is the thing which is understood from the apparent of the verse itself. There are a lot of traditions recorded in the source of the Sunnis and Shia, which indicates the addresses in the mentioned verse are only five persons. They are the Prophet, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, Ali, alayhi salam, Fatima, alayha salam, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them. The infallible ones, for the sake of divine aids and their own pure deeds, are in the state that they do not go toward sins while they have power and authority to commit sin.
Ya Fatima al-Zahra, Ya bint Muhammad, Ya Qurrata Ayn al-Rasul, Ya Sayyidatana wa Mawlatana Himna tawajjayna wa istashfa'na wa tawassalna biki ila Allah wa qaddamna ki bayna yada
Ya wajiyatan 'inda Allah
Yes, during the last episode of today's special, we spoke about the high status of Lady Fatima. The Messenger of Allah had said, Fatima is part of me. Whatever upsets her, upsets me. And whoever harms her, harms me. Fatima is part of me, and whoever pleases her, pleases me. O Fatima, verily Allah is angry when you are angry. She defended the declaration of Qadir and delivered her historic sermon in the yard of her father's masjid. Her fight was not just to claim a piece of land which was given to her by his father. It was for the sake of the honor of Islam and to protect it against injustice and oppression. She is the role model that Islam wants all women to follow and an ideal example for all Muslims. She is a source of pride and a hujjah, proof of argument over all the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. In this first session, we shall be talking about the importance of Fatimiyya and the effect of the whole existence of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha in the world of Shi'ism and the importance of the mourning and azadari on Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. But let's have a look at this historical background of this Fatimiyya mournings. The official mourning tradition of the Fatimiyyas in the contemporary history has a root of more than 1.5 centuries. Although before that Shias also honored such an occasion, however, it seems that considering the fact that commemoration of this day could not be without a sarcasm, an objection to the performance of some rightful caliphs. The rituals related to this religious occasion did not have an official form during the centuries when the rulers in Iran were not among the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. But this does not mean that the bitter story that happened to the daughter of the Prophet of Islam, salamullah alayha, has been neglected from the point of view of the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt and Muslims who are conscious and far from bigotry.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Beautiful lessons from the epic life of Fatima Zahra and the continuation of this episode of today's special. Be with us. One of these lessons is to give to others what you love for yourself and even when you may be in need yourself. Throughout the life of Fatima, she would put the needs of others before herself. The quoted verse was revealed when Fatima Zahra and Imam Ali in some narrations include their maid Fidda and Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, and Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, fasted for 3 days after Allah had healed Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein from an illness. One each night, someone in need would come to their door asking for food, and each night they would give what they have, leaving themselves hungry. On another occasion, on the wedding day of Fatima, she denoted her wedding dress to a woman in need. It is said that she quoted this verse of the Quran when asked why you will never attain piety till you spend from that which you love. Chapter 3, verse 92.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah.
Now, at the end of this episode, we'll listen to a short part of the speech of Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, about Lady Fatima. Lady Zahra was the manifestation of enlightenment and purity. The lesson of the life of Fatima Zahra, alayha salam, is to make efforts, show diligence, and lead a pure life. As this great personality was the manifestation of enlightenment and purity, one of the outstanding characteristics of our revolution is that the holy names of Hazrat Zahra, an imam of the age, may our souls be sacrificed for his sake, are repeatedly mentioned. After the revolution and on various occasions, these two holy names have been mentioned more than different divine Islamic and Shia teachings. This is a new phenomenon. Before the revolution, the holy of name of Hazrat Fatima Zahra was not mentioned as often, neither in religious meetings nor in public environments, nor by our poets, speakers, prominent figures, and others.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says in a hadith narrated by Bukhari, where Rasulullah, he says, some my sahaba, they will come, ana fartukum ala al-hawd, I will be the first at the hawd, and then some of my ashab, some of my companions, they will come to the hawd and they will be pulled away. They will be pulled away just as the camel is pulled away from the water. And then I will say, ilahi, oh my Lord, ashabi, my companions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَعْلَمْ مَا أَحْدَثُوا بَعْدَكَ. You don't know what they did after you. And this is a very important lesson. Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam is important in our lives and relevant because Fatima al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen, they are the ones who decide between the truth and falsehood after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the life of Rasulullah, it was Rasulullah. Whenever he was happy with someone, he was upset with someone, people knew. But then Rasulullah, he says, Fatima, Fatima, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْضَى لِرِضَى فَاطِمَةً وَيَغْضَبُ لِغَضَبِهَا. Allah is satisfied by the satisfaction of Fatima, and Allah is angered by the anger of Fatima. The wrath of Allah will come upon someone who has angered Fatima. This is why Fatima is so great. So anyways, we were saying Al-Kawthar, one definition for it is Al-Hawd, the pond of Kawthar. Another definition for it is Al-Khayr Al-Kathir, the abundance of greatness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he has the greatest of all greatness through Fatima al-Zahra, through his progeny, through his children. Until today, you see that there is a progeny to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. People are proud. People respect those who are from the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Not because of the individual, but because of Rasulullah, because of the Ahlul Bayt.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for choosing this episode of today's special for listening. And till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha.
وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.